best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
It is a full three-day holiday weekend. We must recap here on Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits for Tuesday, the 5th of July. Hope you all had a safe and happy 4th of July. Very odd times here in the Chicago areas. The shooting in Highland Park is devastating and maddening. And I can say this, thank God for baseball as a joyful distraction. Matt Spiegel here with you along with Ryan Porth. Let me paint you a picture, if I can, of my best baseball moment of the last 3 days. And there were a few pretty good ones, but this one, sitting at the in-laws' house by the swimming pool. It is pounding rain during a brief thunderstorm. There are like six people in the pool who refuse to come out. We're laughing at them safely under a big umbrella. We have beverages. Cubs game is on the iPad on a little side table over there. It's 1-1 in the ninth. The seemingly invincible Josh Hader is on the mound. And Seiya Suzuki, in his first game back from the injured list, does this.
2-0 pitch. Suzuki gets a hold of one. Back that goes. Off the wall and left center. And a good ricochet for Seiya. Heading for third. They're going to wave him in. Suzuki heads for home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Seiya Suzuki touches them all. And the Cubs grab a 2-1 lead off of Josh Hader.
Oh, man, was that fun.
So much fun. Needed it. There have been some inside the park home runs this year. Randy Arozarena, Brian Reynolds. But man, Seiya Suzuki showing the tools right there with the speed. Hell of a send by Willie Harris. But this is not Beat the Streak in terms of third base sends. If it were, we'd never pick Joe McEwing of the White Sox. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. State of the Streak is where we look here. You're trying to get to 57 and $5.6 million. Our streak leader is S. Dunstall at 34 games. Impressive. But not going to lie, I need 40 to really start to be, you know, impressed and jazzed. Don't you, Ryan? Like, now I'm spoiled. I need people to get to 40 before I get, like, really perky and paying attention to that particular aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at the leaderboard this morning, saw 34 was the leader. I'm like, I've never done that. I mean, I would be stoked at 34, but yes. Sitting in our chairs... meh. Let's check back in later this week.
God, I hate that attitude from us, but it's just the way it is. Four of our top 10 streakers, by the way, including Ain't No Joke and Bellme 1031, had this great player as their pick, and he delivered because Yordan kind of always delivers.
Now he'll go after the player of the month in the month of June, Yordan Alvarez. Yordan drives one deep right field. An explosion off his bat sets off the 4th of July celebration. Astros' biggest comfort behind victory of the season. They win it 7-6. Back-to-back days with a walk-off home run.
Outrageous. Last 30 days, Yordan Alvarez is hitting .367, slugging a ridiculous .785. For our purposes, he's gone hitless in just 8 games since the end of May. Last night, the White Sox and Twins were tied at 2, 10th inning, man on second base. You know what Minnesota needed? A base hit. Just a hot shot through the infield, something like that. There is literally no one better in baseball to do it than Luis Arraez.
Up the middle, through for a base hit. Celestino around third, and he will score. Third hit of the night for Luis Arraez, and the Twins take the lead.
Luis Arraez has 74 singles on the year. He is tied with one other player for the most in MLB. Got a guess on that one, Ryan Porth?
How about the hit leader, Rafael Devers?
That's a great guess, but no, Devers has more slug than that. He is an American leader, American League Central, and a former teammate of Devers.
You've stumped me.
Andrew Benintendi of the Kansas City Royals. Tied with Luis Arraez with 74 singles atop the list in MLB. Trey Turner is second with 66, or third, I should say, behind the two leaders. A few other things from the weekend before we move on to picks for today. Sunday in Seattle, Robbie Ray was the story with a dominant Cy Young caliber start, but the Mariners kid, the five-tool stud, drove in all the runs they would need.
2-0 pitch. Runner goes, great break. Swing on line drive to the gap. That'll get down and everybody runs. Scores. He gets the third. Julio will count. And he rang the bell. RBI for Julio is second today, 41 for the season, his 16th double.
So Julio, 16 doubles. Then Julio Rodriguez hit his 15th home run yesterday. He's got 15 homers and 20 career stolen bases in 81 games. That is the fastest of any player in history. And just because we love guys like this, speed power combos, he is number one fastest ahead of Ellis Burks. This is getting to 15 homers and 20 steals ahead of Ellis Burks, Cal Daniels, Barry Bonds, and Eric Davis of the Reds. Davis is one of the archetypes for the speed power combo.
Julio Rodriguez also, his first 80 games have stacked up pretty comparably to Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, it's pretty fun, man. You love when kids like that actually show up and show you the skills. In Colorado, a big money free agent has finally started to work his way into the mix.
Here's the 1-0. And that ball is lashed into left center field. McMahon had to wait till it got by. He's coming to the plate. He'll still score. And it is 8-5 as Chris Bryant comes through. What a clutch hit that was. We said it a moment ago, so he's been finding barrels tonight.
Six games in the books since his return from a back strain for Chris Bryant. Saturday was his best. 3-for-5 with that RBI. Yet another Rocky to consider in that stacked lineup, especially when they play there. Highlight of the weekend for Tigers fans, even with a doubleheader sweep yesterday against Cleveland, is probably this game winner on Saturday from a prized rookie.
Riley Green, fly ball, center field, deep. Taylor back, still going, looking up. It's gone! Riley Green's first career home run is a walk-off bomb to center field. Into the mob scene at home. The Gatorade shower. Tigers beat the Royals on the walk-off from Riley Green.
He's hanging around offensively with an OPS just under 800, but adding power would change everything. We'll give you our picks coming up. The fourth pick, my daily double A. And I got to tell you about my Beat the Streak journey that I was on over the weekend. That's all next. A weekend recap usually leads into a light Monday slate. Not today. It's Tuesday and everyone's playing. That means you have good matchup options and that you can choose to stay away from the Angels. Yeah, stay away from Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani at all. You know why? They're in Miami facing Sandy Alcantara. He of the 6.2 hits allowed per nine innings. Hitters on the year are hitting only 198 against him. And he goes deep in games. Two complete games in his last five starts. And most amazingly, in this day and age, Sandy Alcantara has gone at least seven innings in 10 straight starts. Just remarkable.
Stay away. I stay away.
Damn right you stay away. Ryan, what you got for the fourth pick? Tell the people where to go tonight.
All right. So Jose Altuve has a 70% chance of getting a hit tonight, according to the hit probability chart. I like his chances because the Astros are at home against Zach Greinke and the Kansas City Royals, baby. Altuve's career against Greinke, 10 for 26, which is a .385 batting average, and he's been hot at home this year as well. Finally, Greinke is in the fourth percentile for expected batting average, and Altuve is in the 78th percentile, those numbers courtesy of Baseball Savant. You could also consider Yordan Alvarez. You heard his walk-off homer earlier. He is in the 100th percentile for expected batting average.
Have you learned nothing from me? I went against Zach Greinke twice. The last two times he started. And I have
fizzled.
Yeah, but
you
fizzled.
Went with, what, the Athletics and the Rangers? I think I like my chances better leaning on an Astro.
Okay, so Jose Altuve better than Ramon Laureano and Cole Calhoun.
Yes.
Got it.
That is correct.
All right, time now for my daily double A. I went on a journey over the weekend. My daily double A, the double analytical last week, was a failure all week. And then it worked on Friday with Vlad Guerrero and George Springer. Saturday, it hit with Jose Altuve and Chris Bryant. Sunday, it hit with Rafael Devers and Luis Arraez. I woke up yesterday morning, the 4th of July. I'm at 6, man. 6. Then I'm at 7 in the early evening after Josh Bell got one of the few hits against Braxton Garrett of the Marlins. I had visions of 8 this morning as we reconvened. And then Manny Machado, the Manny Calamity, hit me, a minor version of it. Chris Flexen of the Mariners goes 6 1/3 scoreless. What? Huh? Machado taken out after two at-bats, 0-for-1 with a walk because the game is out of reach. Come on, man. It's a bad pick, though, because he got to take his recovery into account. And he's 2-for-14 since coming back. So I have resumed with Blutarski's grade point average.
0.0.
All right, let's get serious. I'm staying double analytical with big-time hitters this time. Mookie Betts is 5-for-14 against Herman Marquez of the Rockies in his career, the Rockies at Dodger Stadium. Mookie, 2 games since coming back, 3-for-7, now fully healthy. He played second base yesterday, too. So you know if he's playing the first position in the infield, he's fully healthy. So I like Mookie. Double it up with Trey Turner, 4-for-10 against Marquez in his career. And he's 7-for-16 in his last 4 games with a hit in each one of them. There's my daily double A, Mookie Betts and Trey Turner. The elite users sneak peek. They like Trey Turner, too. And they also like Freddie Freeman. The hit probability algorithm loves Yordan Alvarez, number one, followed by Tim Anderson of the White Sox at home against Chris Archer. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that my very deep and thoughtful picks of Mookie Betts and Trey Turner and Jose Altuve for the Porthinator, here's hoping that those guys, and of course all of yours, hit them where they ache.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!